We give her welcome, everyone, this morning. And I think Raquel is going to be the translator for today. So we'll just pray to begin. Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus and for his death on the cross for us. We thank thee also for the life that he lives for us. He lived a life that was perfect here upon earth, and the value of who he is was seen in that and still is appreciated by the Lord, by the Father, by thyself, with the unbroken, unveiled law in his heart. We give thanks for that. And yet here today, we know that he lives in heaven, and his presence there is an answer for us. With all of our misgivings and shortcomings about ourselves, we thank thee we have no fear, because we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We give thanks for him in every aspect. Help us to occupy our minds with him throughout our days, and to begin our mornings with him, and to end our days with him. And we would just pray for all on this call. We would pray for Ken and Raquel in England, and give Raquel help to follow my thoughts and guide my thoughts as well. Help us to speak. And for all that are on here, we would just pray for those who may have challenges. We would just commit Simon's family to thee, with the sadness and mourning of that home, as he had traveled both to Philippines and back home to Canada. Help with that. Remember Tintin and the girls in the Philippines as well, and also Mary Chris over there. We would just commit them all to thee and ask for help and blessing in each of these circumstances. Give help today, we pray, giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to read from the book of Romans chapter 3, and we're going to read from verse 3, or 23 rather. So Romans chapter 3, we're going to read from verse 23 to verse 26. So Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned." I think that's pretty simple. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then it speaks about being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, or a mercy seat, a place of mercy, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
Magandang umaga sa lahat, magandang hapon, magandang gabi. Ang ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 3, verse 23 hanggang 26. Verse 23, "Sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang sino mang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos." 24, "Ngunit dahil sa kanyang kagandahang loob, sila ay pinawalang sala na niya sa pamamagitan ni Kristo Jesus na siyang nagpalaya sa kanila." Verse 25, "Siya ang inialay ng Diyos bilang handog upang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo ay mapatawad ang kasalanan ng lahat ng sumasampalataya sa kanya. Ginawa ito ng Diyos upang patunayang siya'y matuwid. Noong unang panahon, nagtimpi siya at ipinagpaumanhin ang mga kasalanang nagawa ng mga tao." 26. "Ngunit ngayon ay tuwirang ipinapakita ng Diyos na siya'y matuwid, at siya ang nagpapawalang sala sa mga sumasampalataya kay Jesus."
Today, I would like to just speak for a few minutes about our relationship with God.
Sa araw na ito ay aming ipahayag sa inyo ang pagkakaroon ng relasyon sa Diyos.
There is a tremendous problem with relationship with God as we stand in our sins.
Mayroong napakalaking suliranin tayo at ang Diyos kung tayo ay nakatayo sa ating mga kasalanan.
So the first thing I want to think about is that God sees our sins.
Ang unang ating pag-uusapan ay ang Diyos ay nakikita niya ang ating mga kasalanan.
It says very clearly in verse 23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
At sa verse 23 ng ating mga talata ay sinasabi roon na sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang sinumang nakaabot sa kalwalhatian ng Diyos.
And at the end of verse 26, we learn that he is just. He's right.
At sa huling mga talata naman ay ating nabasa na ang Diyos ay matuwid.
Everything that God does and that is allowed to stand in His presence has to be on a righteous basis.
At ang lahat ng ginagawa ng Panginoon at gagawin ng Panginoon, ito ay nangangailangan ng pagkakaroon ng isang matuwid na bagay.
So that the major roadblock to relationship with God, between us and God, is our sin.
At ang pinakamatinding ang naghihiwalay sa atin at sa Diyos ay ang ating mga kasalanan.
Before Adam sinned in the first story of our Bible, he had relationship with God. There was no sin.
Nang si Adan, bago pa man siya ay nagkasala, siya ay may tuwirang relasyon sa Diyos at siya ay walang pagkakasala.
And you come to the very end of our Bible and you find that the human race will dwell in relationship with God because sin has been removed.
At sa kahuli-hulihang aklat ng ating mga Biblia ay ating matatagpuan na ang mga tao ay may relasyon sa Diyos sapagkat walang kasalanang nakahadlang.
But throughout the rest of our Bible, we find this major problem when it comes to relationship with God, it's that all have sinned.
Subalit sa pangkalahatang ng ating Biblia ay ating matatagpuan na tayo ay walang relasyon sa Diyos sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala.
I don't think there's any one of us that would struggle with that idea that I am a sinner.
Alam namin na ang lahat sa atin ay makapagsasabi na lahat tayo na ako ay nagkasala.
I don't want to offend you by telling you that you are a sinner, but that's the essence of what I'm saying.
Ayaw namin na kayo ay bigyan ng kahihiyan sa pagsasabing kayo ay nagkasala, subalit ito ang katotohanan.
A few weeks ago, I was speaking to a group of young children.
Anong nakaraang linggo, si David ay nagpipreach sa mga o nagbibigay ng mensahe sa grupo ng mga kabataan.
I asked the children if there were any sinners in the room, and one young boy stood up.
At tinanong niya ang mga batang ito kung mayroon bang nagkasala sa kanila, at isang batang lalaki ang tumayo.
And I said, "Do you know if there's any sinners here?" And he pointed to his sister.
At tinanong niya ang bata kung alam niya bang mayroong makasalanan sa silid na iyon, at itinuro ng batang ito ang kanyang kapatid na babae.
That young boy knew that he himself was a sinner too, but he was actually trying to be humorous.
At ang batang iyan, alam niya na siya ay makasalanan din, subalit siya ay nagkaroon ng katuwaan.
But setting humor aside, I just want us all to acknowledge today that the Bible says, I am a sinner.
At nais namin na ang lahat sa atin ay ating tanggapin na tayo ay makasalanan.
And that is a major problem when it comes to being right with God, to having relationship with God.
At iyan ay isang napakalaking hadlang sa pagkakaroon ng tuwirang relasyon sa ating Diyos.
So God is constantly scrutinizing or watching, looking our lives over, and He sees sin. everywhere.
At ang Diyos na makatuwiran ay patuloy niyang sinusuri ang ating buhay at nakikita niya na ang ating mga kasalanan.
Maybe after there is a major storm, a typhoon, or perhaps in some areas of the world, an earthquake, and there's damage everywhere, and someone surveys the damage and they see it everywhere.
Marahil pagkatapos ng malaking bagyo o lindol, mayroong mga taong nagsusuri o sinusuri nila kung gaano kalaki ang naging pagkasalanta ng isang lugar.
No one and no thing is untouched by sin.
At walang sino man at walang anuman nang hindi nakaranas ng kasalanan.
So the first point then that I have made and I want to just leave with you as I move on is God sees our sins.
At ang unang puntos na aming iiwan sa inyo ay ang mga salita na nakikita ng Diyos ang ating mga kasalanan.
Well then, does that mean that we cannot have relationship with God? In no way, at no time.
At ang mga bagay na iyan ba ay makahahadlang upang tayo ay hindi magkaroon ng relasyon sa ating Diyos?
And if that question is in your mind, I would say, good question.
At kung ang mga katanungang iyan ay nasa sa iyong isipan, aming sasabihin na iyan ay napakagandang katanungan.
And the answer of Scripture, of course, is very, very clear that God sees one person without sin.
At ang kasagutan sa katanungang iyan ay sinasabi sa Biblia na nakikita ng Diyos ang isang tao na makasalanan.
So when we've talked about God seeing our sin as he scrutinizes the human race, but think about what he sees in the Lord Jesus himself.
At kung sinusuri o nakikita ng Diyos ang pagkakasala ng isang tao, ay maaari rin niyang makita kung ano ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus.
God has found satisfaction for sin.
Ang Diyos ay hindi nasisiyahan sa kasalanan.
And that's a strange statement to make, that God finds satisfaction for sin, but it's probably different than what you think I mean.
Maaaring iyan ay hindi ay kakaiba at maaaring ang mga bagay na iyan ay kakaiba at hindi naman iyan ang natatanging what's meaning? Hindi naman iyan ang natatanging dahilan kung bakit ang Diyos ay nasisihan sa kasalanan.
We as sinners look for satisfaction in the doing of sin. We are trying to be satisfied.
At tayong mga tao ay nasisiyahan sa mga mga kasalanang ating ginagawa.
We view sin then as sinners. We are sinners and we view sin as something that's fun, that's satisfying.
Okay. Nakikita natin ang ating mga kasalanan o ating mga ginagawang kasalanan ay isang kasiyahan o isang kaligayahan.
But God's view of sin is entirely different. He views it as a judge.
Subalit ang Diyos ay nakikita niya ang kasalanan at ito ay nakikita niya bilang isang tagahukom.
Human beings look at sin and whatever the sin is, they say, oh, that will make me feel good. Maybe it will satisfy me.
At maaaring ang isang tao masasabi niya at nakikita niya na ang kasalanan ay nagbibigay kasiyahan sa kanya.
And it never ever does satisfy the sinner.
At hindi not ever satisfied the sinner.
It
at,
does not ever satisfy the sinner.
At hindi ito magbibigay ng totoong kasiyahan sa isang makasalanan.
God looks at sin and he sees everyone as a crime that needs to be judged and punished because he is just.
Nakikita ng Diyos ang mga kasalanang ginagawa ng mga tao at ito na isang krimen at ito ay kanyang parurusahan sapagkat siya ay matuwid na hukom.
You see, this is Christmas time when the Lord Jesus came from heaven to earth as a baby in Bethlehem's manger.
At sa mga panahong ito ay ating ipinagdiriwang ang pagtungo ng Panginoong Jesus mula sa langit dito sa sanlibutan.
And for the first time, as God looked over the human race and saw sin everywhere, he saw one person that was different.
At sa unang pagkakataon, na tiningnan ng Diyos ang sanlibutan at nakita niya ang lahat ng tao na makasalanan, subalit may isang tao na naiiba.
We have come short of the glory of God in verse 23, but not the Lord Jesus.
Tayo ay hindi nakaabot sa kalwalhatian ng Diyos, subalit kakaiba ang Panginoong Jesus.
God's eye watched him every day, wherever he went, and he was always satisfied with his perfection.
At ang mata ng Diyos ay laging nakatingin sa kaniyang anak na ang Panginoong Jesus at nakita niya ang pagkakaiba ng kanyang anak na si Jesus.
And after 30 years of living a perfect life here on earth, he died on the cross of Calvary in a perfect death.
At pagkatapos ng 30 taong paninirahan niya sa daigdig na ito, siya ay namatay sa krus ng isang perpekto kamatayan.
Human beings that represent us nailed him to a cross. And they mocked him, and they watched him die, and they hated him.
At ang mga tao ay pinahirapan siya. Siya ay at ipinako sa krus, at siya ay pinanood habang siya ay namamatay sa krus.
And when they had done everything they could think of to do, in their hatred against him to make him suffer, God stepped in.
At pagkatapos ng mga karumaldumal na ginawa ng mga tao sa Panginoong Jesus, ang Diyos ay what's the step in? Ang Diyos ay nakabasid.
But when he came into the picture, he did not do it to protect his son. He came into the picture and he punished his son.
At ang Diyos ay hindi niya pinrotektahan o isinalba ang Panginoong Jesus.
That innocent, perfect son, God laid sin's judgment upon him and he became a sacrifice.
At ang inosenteng anak ng Diyos na ang Panginoong Jesus ay ipinabata ng Diyos sa kanya ang kasalanan ng mga taong makasalanan.
And after 3 hours of suffering alone in the darkness, Christ cried out, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and died.
At pagkatapos ng 3 oras na kadiliman sa krus, ang Panginoong Jesus ay sumigaw ng tapos na at kanyang iniluklok ang ulo at namatay.
And for the first time, God was satisfied that sins had been righteously dealt with.
At sa unang pagkakataon ay nagkaroon ng kasiyahan ng Diyos na ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo ay nagbayad sa kasalanan ng tao.
As the judge who looked down and saw everywhere our sin, he looks down and he saw Christ and he said, "This satisfies me."
At ang matuwid na hukom na nakatingin sa ating mga kasalanan, nang tiningnan niya ang kanyang anak, ay nagsabi na siya ay nasiyahan sa ginawa ng kanyang anak na si Kristo.
And we know through the gospel that it was God's plan and purpose to establish relationship for us because Jesus died on the cross for me.
At alam natin mula sa mga kasulatan sa Biblia na tayo ay magkakaroon lamang ng relasyon sa Diyos sapagkat ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay namatay para sa atin.
So our first point was God sees our sins.
At ang ating unang puntos, nakikita ng Diyos ang ating mga kasalanan.
Our second point is God is satisfied with what Christ has done to save us because of what he did.
At ang ikalawang puntos ay nasiyahan ng Diyos sa ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo nang siya ay namatay sa krus.
Our third point is that God saves by justifying the guilty.
At ang ating ikatlong puntos ay ang pagliligtas o sa kaligtasang handog ng Diyos nang pinawalang sala niya ang mga makasalanan.
He cannot save the human race just as a lump sum in all of its totality.
Hindi niya maaaring iligtas lamang ang sangkatauhan.
He saves the human race one by one by one.
At ang pagliligtas ng Panginoon ng Diyos ay sa pamamagitan ng bawat isa-isa niyang dapat na iligtas ang sangkatauhan.
So if someone is wondering today, how could I be saved?
At maaring kayo'y nagtataka at nagtatanong kung paano kayo ay maliligtas.
Another way of saying that would be, how can I have relationship with God on a righteous basis?
At maaaring niyo yung sabihin na paano ba ako magkakaroon ng relasyon sa Diyos sa matuwid na pamamaraan.
There is only one way, and that is if you can be cleared of guilt in the sight of the judge.
Mayroon lamang isang kaparaanan, ito ay ang pagiging matuwid sa harapan ng isang hukom.
Do you know of anything that God can accept on your behalf?
At alam niyo ba ang mga bagay na maaaring tanggapin ng Diyos?
Is there anything you can do to undo your sin or to remove the guilt of your sin?
Mayroon ba kayong maaaring gawin upang mawala ang masamang pakiramdam ng inyong mga kasalanan?
The answer is no. Baptism doesn't save, or good works doesn't save, church doesn't save.
At ang kasagutan ay wala, maging ang inyong pagiging relihiyoso, ang pagtungo sa simbahan o ang pagbabautismo ay hindi makapagbibigay sa inyo ng tamang relasyon sa Diyos.
But verse 24 tells us how we can be saved. We can be justified freely through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, and that's by grace.
At sa ating mga talata sa verse 24 ay nagsasabi na tayo ay mapapawalang sala sa pamamagitan ng kagandahang loob ng Panginoong Jesus.
So that this third point then is not that God overlooks our sin and treats us leniently.
At ang ating ikatlong puntos ay hindi lamang ang Diyos ay binabaliwala ang ating mga kasalanan.
But rather that God saves by removing the guilt because he has found a substitute that took the punishment the sinner deserved.
At ang kaligtasan ay ang pag-aalis ng masamang pakiramdam ng ating mga kasalanan sapagkat mayroong isang tao na siyang pinarusahan.
So at the end of verse 26, we learn God is just, he's right, but he's also the one who justifies people.
At sa huling mga talata sa chapter sa verse 26 ng ating mga talata, isinasabi roon na ang Diyos ay matuwid at siya ay nagpapawalang sala sa mga sumasampalataya.
It says he justifies him, the person, one person.
At sinasabi rito na kanyang pinarusahan ang nag-iisang tao.
If you are not guilty, you do not need to be justified.
At kung ikaw ay walang kasalanan, ay hindi ka maaaring maging matuwid.
And if you think at this point today, during this message, that you are not guilty, then you were not listening to what Scripture is saying.
At kung inyong iniisip na kayo ay hindi makasalanan, ay maaaring hindi nyo pinapakinggan kung ano ang sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos.
But if you were listening and you've acknowledged that Scripture is right, I am guilty.
At kung kayo ay nakikinig at sinasabi ninyo na ang salita ng Diyos ay tama, masasabi ninyo na kayo ay makasalanan.
Then I want you to know, as this message comes to a close, that you can be justified. Your guilt can be cleared away.
At nais naming malaman ninyo na ang inyong kasalanan ay magiging matuwid. Magkakaroon ng katuwiran.
Because that is how God saves, by justifying the guilty, clearing away the guilt.
Sapagkat ang Diyos ay nagliligtas at pinapawalang sala ang mga makasalanan.
So that my final point is that God saves when a person simply agrees with God.
At ang huling puntos ni David ay ang pagsasabi na ang ang pagliligtas ay isang payak at ito ay ang pagsang-ayon sa salita ng Diyos.
The simple terms of salvation, of relationship with God, it says at the end of verse 26, is when a person believes on the Lord Jesus.
At ang payak na kaligtasan na mula sa Diyos ay ang pagkakaroon ng pananampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus.
The reason we need to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus for salvation is because God has always been looking at what Christ would do and did do.
At ang dahilan na tayo ay magkakaroon ng kaligtasan ay sapagkat nakita ng Diyos kung ano ang ginawa ng kanyang anak na si Jesus.
Verse 25 explains that that's where God has always been looking, all through the Old Testament, with all the sacrifices and the bloodshed, he had found a place of mercy.
At sa mga talatang sa talatang 25 ay parating basahin natin ang 25, siyang inialay ng Diyos bilang handog upang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo ay mapatawad ang kasalanan ng lahat ng sumasampalataya sa kanya. Ginawa ito ng Diyos upang patunayang siya'y matuwid noong unang panahon. Nagtimpi siya at ipinagpaumanhin ang mga kasalanang nagawa ng mga tao.
So in the past, God was looking forward to when his son would die on the cross for sins.
So nung unang panahon ay nakita ng Diyos na ang kanyang anak ay mamamatay para sa kasalanan ng mga tao.
And now that Christ has died and the work is finished, he is looking backward, if you will, to where Christ has died.
At ngayon na ang kanyang anak ay namatay at siya ay tumatanaw sa nakaraan kung saan sinabi niya na ang Diyos, na ang kanyang anak ay mamamatay para sa kasalanan ng mga tao.
So that God is not looking to accept your works or anything you can do to deserve your salvation.
At ang Diyos ay hindi tinitingnan ng Diyos kung kayo ba ay maliligtas sa pamamagitan ng inyong mga gawa.
He wants you to simply repent of your sins and agree with him that you have sins.
Ang nais ng Diyos ay kayo ay magsisi sa inyong mga kasalanan at tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus.
He wants you to agree with him that Christ has done everything that is required and Christ satisfies.
Nais niya na kayo ay sumang-ayon na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay at ang Diyos ay nasiyahan sa alay o handog ng kanyang anak.
He wants to save you by clearing away the guilt of your sin as the judge.
At nais niyang iligtas kayo at ipawalang sala ang inyong mga kasalanan bilang isang matuwid na hukom.
He is watching for your response today to see if you simply agree with him on what the Lord Jesus Christ did, that is enough for you, for me.
At tinitingnan niya na kung kayo ay sasang-ayon sa kanyang sa kaligtasang kanyang ibinibigay at kayo ay sasang-ayon na ang Panginoong Jesus ang namatay para sa inyong mga kasalanan at siya ay nasiyahan sa handog na ito.
And so I want to just close with the words of verse 26, to declare at this time his righteousness that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
At muli nating basahin sa verse 26 ng ating talata. Ngunit ngayon ay tuwirang ipinapakita ng Diyos na siya'y matuwid at siya ang nagpapawalang sala sa mga sumasampalataya kay Jesus.
Let Scripture speak to you very personally today and just rest on what the Lord Jesus did instead of what you have to do and be saved. Be in relationship with God.
At nais namin na ang salita ng Diyos ay mangusap sa inyo at tanggapin na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay para sa inyong mga kasalanan.
Shall we pray? Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus, for what he has done. We thank thee for Raquel's work and help today. We know it's difficult sometimes when you don't know what the speaker is going to say to find the right words, but we thank thee for giving her help. We would pray also for help for the speaker, that they might understand the message of Scripture today, and that someone will just be maybe perhaps hearing this message, and it will be just an arrow from God, just what they're looking for, that they might find peace by grace through what Jesus has done on the cross. The Lord Jesus has satisfied thee, and we thank thee. He pleases us, and he satisfies us today. He died for me. That's what we realized when we were saved, and all the guilt of our sin could be removed. We pray for help today as we look to thee, giving thanks for the Lord Jesus, in his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening.